Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Tēnā anō koutou, it's Gilly Clark here. I've got this lady called Abby Smith. Kia ora to you, Abby.
Kia ora.
Yes, so I see where you're into this story of climate change, so I'll let you talk about it.
Thank you. Well, I'm a professor of marine science at the University of Otago, and one of the things I study is climate change, particularly how changes to the ocean climate might have an effect on animals that live in the ocean. And my most recent work was on PAWA. And it turns out that if we keep pumping CO2 into the atmosphere, the oceans will become a place that it's harder for animals to make a shell. And so what we're interested in at the moment is how that would affect our iconic PAWA, which is such an important taonga to everyone in New Zealand, really. And there's nothing more New Zealand than something decorated with PAWA. And we're interested in both the effect on the flesh and the effect on the shell, because both of those things are important for that species. And we found by doing some experiments that if the ocean gets warmer and also more acid because of CO2, that they will have trouble making shells, and that the shells might be a bit thinner and possibly sort of pitted and etched, so they might look a little bit moth-eaten. So we're really concerned about this. PAWA is important to all New Zealanders, and we really want to draw attention to the fact that our current way of business as usual is really damaging not just temperatures on land, but temperatures in the ocean. And that the ocean, if we don't have a healthy ocean, we can't have a healthy world, and we can't really live here.
Oh, you're dead right, because I'm listening to you, and I mean our sea, with all the seafood that we eat, and it affects us with climate change. On the land is the same, it'll affect us as well. So our food resources of both the sea and the land, it'll be chaotic by then if we have to not think about it now. So, yes, interesting about the power. And I think that applies to the fish and all the other seafood like pipis and all that too, wouldn't it?
It does indeed. And, we sort of look at ourselves and say, oh, but I'm only one person, what can I do? But the way I look at it is every time I choose not to take my car, but I bicycle or walk, I'm saving one shell.
Mm.
There's a lot of fish in the sea, but there's a lot of people. And we can, if we all do something, we can start fixing the mess. That, after all, people made this mess. It's time that we cleaned it up.
Yes, I can see that. And I mean to say, New Zealand, to me, are trying their utmost best. But I wish other countries can do the same, a bit more serious on it. Like the likeness of Thailand and all those Asian countries, the way they live and the way they put their rubbish in the sea, and they've got houses above the sea, and all the rubbish is floating around. That to me is sad, That's how
right.
I look at it anyway.
Well, New Zealand has the potential to be an example to other countries. After all, we do it in rugby. Everybody points to us and says, that's how you do it. Well, why don't we do it with climate change? Why don't we say, this is how you do it. This is how you reduce your emissions but still keep your quality of life. This is how you look after the people who've been displaced by climate change in their own countries.
Yes.
This is how you make sure your energy that you need to survive, that you need to enjoy being on the internet and to travel, is clean energy that doesn't destroy the planet.
Oh, that's lovely, Abby. Very interesting story this morning, because I know it affects us. And the more we talk about it daily, weekly, monthly, it makes us more aware about what's happening around the world.
That's right. And I hope that everybody that hears from me, I heard from somebody last week whose wife wouldn't let them turn on the motor on their boat, so he had to row out to the island. And he was pretty annoyed with me. But if we all row instead of turning on the motor sometimes, we can make a big difference.
Difference. All right. Lovely. Anything to close off for us, Abby?
Well, no, I know your listeners care about this, and I know they want to do something, and I just encourage them to do the best they can.
Oh, lovely. I think a lot of them up here, when they go fishing, they do look after what's on the sea, And they and that food that they have up here, they only take a little bit off the sea, and it's only the ones that come from somewhere else that takes, you know, a lot and make money out of it. But for the locals, it's only just a few just to feed the family. But however, that happens to everybody throughout the world. They'll just take. But climate change, I know it's definitely here.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Abby. We'll hear you. Ngā mihi kia koe. Good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ai, ko Abby Smith tērā, e hoa mā, ka paiu ana kōrero e pāna to climate change. Kamutu e hoa mā, te mea kē, kia tātou katoa kei konei e noho ana i runga i te whenua o Aotearoa. Kia mahara tātou. Kei hea koe, here ana koe ki hea, me titiro koutou, me mōhio koutou, me peha te tia ki tō tātou whenua o tātou moana. Me koe ano, me tō whānau, me peha te mea pai, hei ārahi ene mahi nā te mea ko huri huri te ao iaiana. Nā no reira, kia tātou katoa, mihi atuna kia koutou, rongo koutou ia Abby Smith e kōrero ana with climate change. Nā no reira, kia ora mai anu.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika, iwa te kaumā whetu ira tahi te iariri.